Hello, my name is Jean. Okay, I'm going to present you the Apertus project. So it's about cinema, in particular about cinema cameras. So the current, like, that's a small history of cinema, like in the next 60, in the previous 60 years, like, so very old a reflex camera, and like we have like very modern, like Arri Arisa or Sony, this F65, and basically with time all the features have really improved. So now you have 3D, high frame rate, and everything. So so it's very good, but while it improves, the freedom has really decreased. So it's like on the sticker on the camera, when they say like do not remove, warranty void if removed, and now everything is like this. Like when you have a car, now the you need a special computer to plug to your car, and if you open your whatever, your camera, your computer, your car, they say okay, now you have no warranty, or and they sue you, like you're the customer, but they sue you. And like there are a lot of examples for like a lot of industries. So that's how was born the Apertus project. Apertus is Latin for open, free, public, frank, clear. So it's something about openness, and like instead of a trademark small logo, you have like a small circle, like an open, or like which would mean open, or a small camera aperture. So that's how this project was born. So now the other meaning of apertures with a small round stuff is like this community driven project. So a little story about it. It was born in 2006. So there was this producer, Oskar Spierenberg, who began like a thread on some forum, and like basically about this topic about cameras and everything, and it began like to make a huge thread with thousands and thousands of answers, and it spread like some do-it-yourself community. And so they were hacking cameras, and in particular, because there was this company which does already some open hardware camera, which is called Elfel, and so at first, like they were hacking this. I mean, they are made to be hacked because they're open hardware, and you know, like this camera, you can SSH to them and everything, and. So that's a start, and but this they are more doing like some small technical cameras, and like the direction of the company is like was not exactly what we wanted for cinema. So you know, like for instance, like that's a camera they use for Google. What's the name of this project? Well, you know, in the Google Map, when you can view the streets and everything, that's cameras that they use. The Elfel camera. And so in 2011, so the Axiom project began. And so the community won an award of distinction at Ars Electronica. And actually, Oscar, the original founder, also made a company last year to build the cameras. And there's also like, the current mentor is Sebastian Pichelhofer, which is like, so the most active participant. And he also made a non-profit association for all the community side. So the goal to come is to make a crowdsourcing funding to be able to build a camera, because it involves a lot of very complicated skills and tools, and so it can just be built anyway. So like, so just about the story, like that's Elfel. You can see like, there are a lot of everywhere. They sold a lot of them, so that there are also other open cameras open hardware cameras that that was a start also of the community, so it's very nice. You can see this even one in Antarctica. It's like this. Like it's some kind of submarine, like they dig in the ice and they send some submarine to make videos. So like that was one of the very first prototype of some like, you know, the LFL camera is a very small parallel pipette stuff, are they? And so, you know, you make lenses and everything, and then you try to make a movie. So like that's the most recent stuff is like stereoscopic. They used two of these cameras and they made like some stereoscopic 3D camera. Like here you can see from on the side here, and I think that was an Australian guy made this, and so that's a project which is called Axiom, and that's a expected specs which may change with the project going on. So Apex Axiom, so with expected crowdfunding. So first, before Axiom, I mean the crowdfunding will start first with like what we call Axiom Alpha, which is a prototype which won't have all the features of the final version. Axiom Alpha, so it's kind of downgraded this version, but we wanted to do something, to have something which worked first before to have the final version. So for instance, resolution is HD and it's not 4K, but it will be 4K for the final Axiom. So the image sensor, which is very important, we use Qmosys CMV 12,000, which is basically it's the only sensor. I mean, you can either build a new one, but then you need millions of dollars. It's like it could be like its own open hardware project on its own, so that's the only one which is big enough to allow 4K in the open market. So there are also some specs about it on the website, if you'll have a look. So it's also about software. So that's fake software. That's design stuff, but it's just like to show like the idea is also to be able to gather a community to make free software, also to be able to use the files, the raw files that the camera will output, and to make movies, to edit and everything. And in a professional way, that's the idea also. It's like to be also as professional as possible, but with in a fair way, like in open way. So basically, it's like any open source project, except it's mostly open hardware. So if you have knowledge of, but even of software, so and software, hardware, and everything, and if you like an open hardware camera, so you're all welcome to come to the website and on the mailing list and speak with us and participate and make this project come true. So that's it. So you have the website apertus.org, and more information on the specific camera is axiom.apertus.org. So if you want to have a look. That's it.
Thank you. Questions? Preguntas? Mano? Hands? Yeah, there.
Your initial objective was to get the openness. But is there a price difference after you've paid for the sensor and everything else?
So one of the goals, I think we can like it's as we say like on this well below $10,000. So the exact price won't be known until we know exactly what we will use and all the full process, because it's not finished process yet. But yeah, to get a fair price. But also we want to use good components fair. We don't want to use like slave labor and this kind of stuff that a lot of the big companies do. So that makes that probably we we cannot compete, what we always say, we can't compete with like some cineasts. Sometimes they use like even DSLR cameras to small cineasts, or even like, especially lately, there have been some very, very cheap cinema cameras which came out. But so, good price is a goal, but it's not like the ultimate goal. So, yeah, the goal is not to be cheaper than everyone, it's to make something good and cheap and fair.
Okay, over here. Over here. We have been trying to integrate like streaming into Media Lab, and right now we are doing it with OGG and Icecast. But we are finding it's quite hard to find out a device that integrates all the camera and also the encoder. So I want to know what are the efforts you are doing, if it's ready right now, a way to do all this in your camera, to encode to OGG and to send to an Icecast, or if you are approaching to VP8 or WebM.
Okay, sorry, could you repeat?
Oh yeah, my question is about the formats you are recording in. For example, there's OGG and VP8 WebM.
But it will be raw formats.
Oh, it's like raw? Okay.
It's, I mean, after this, you can use any other, because like, yeah, that's the idea. You want, like, when you want something like professional outputs, you know, like raw formats, and that's people to like basically develop.
Yeah, for sure.
The raw format, that's the point. We want output directly, but you can like, normally if all goes well, you should be able after this to like maybe even transcode directly, like from the raw, like with a stream directly to your computer. You can, that's the kind of camera which is meant to be like, you can plug it directly to your computer.
Yeah, I have seen some bugs from Livestream, for example, that they connect to a camera, they get the output from the camera, and then they encode and send. So it's just if you have seen something similar, or we will be interested.
As I said, you can do it.
Thanks.
It's raw, but you can do it directly yourself. It should be pretty easy.
Thank you.
I don't know much about how cameras work, but on video cameras I used, there is some interface with the touch screen and settings. Is there an operating system inside?
Yeah.
What is it?
probably some Linux, or you know, like some very small kernel. It's not done yet, so yeah, but it won't be a Windows or something like that, of course.
Mm-hmm. But it's something that you do as well.
Yeah.
It's not some other existing project, the operating system of the camera.
I mean, if an existing project which fits exactly our needs exists, maybe we don't know about it, they can come to us and we can, we need help. So obviously, if we can like be helped by other projects, we are welcome. Is that welcome?
I'm just asking the question.
Okay, sorry, yeah, okay, so no, but no, right now we don't know anyone who makes like an operating system to embed in cameras.
Anything else? ¿Algo más? ¿Seguimos? So, thank you.